That's razor ago, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Protesters angry about President Trump's policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C. have been met with tear gas in Los Angeles. Today's demonstrations have been organized as part of the new No Kings movement, which has evolved out of the dissent caused by his immigration policy. Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, Jason Pack, says California is becoming an ideological battleground.
He has federalized the National Guard and essentially turned California into the epicenter of the resistance. That's why we are seeing that the No Kings protest in LA is the one where the police are using tear gas, and why Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has become essentially something like the leader of the opposition.
Israel is reporting at least one person's died after rocket strikes in Tel Aviv. Around 20 others have also been injured, while the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says an 8-story residential building's being hit in the city. The country's authorities say it's come under fire from both Iran and Yemen. A man's being held by police in Northamptonshire on the suspicion of murder following the discovery of a woman's body. She was in her 30s and was found at a house in Burton Latimer on Friday. And President Macron of France is due to visit Greenland later on today after President Trump threatened to take it over. It's a self-governing part of the Kingdom of Denmark. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
So excited. I'm playing you one of my choices for this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame. But we start with Satie, up 7 at 141.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
A whopper of a climb for Finzi in the Classic FM Hall of Fame this year, up 51 places to number 225. His Five Bagatelles, the romance from it, Robert Plain with the Royal Northern Symphonia there, and Howard Griffiths at the helm. And just before it, we kicked off your trio from our top 300 with Satie this morning, one of his Gymnopédies, the first, also climbing seven places this year to number 141. You heard it played this morning by Hélène Grimaud. But room for one more, and it's a rather special one. It's one of the three pieces I chose this year for the Classic FM Hall of Fame. And if I had to choose just one, it might well be this one. From Christopher Tin, up 52 places this year to number 32. This is Flocks a Mile Wide. only entered the chart in 2023, and this year landed its highest ever position in the Classic FM Hall of Fame at number 32. Also one of my choices. I wonder if it was one of yours. Christopher Tin's Flocks a Mile Wide, about the demise of some bird species. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra play conducted by Mr. Tin himself. I've got into my bird watching lately. I found this brilliant app that tells you what birds are singing. And when we were down in Devon recently, I just sat in a field with the app on, recognising all these different birds as they flew into and out of earshot, things like swallows and wagtails. And there was a lark, which was lovely, and goldfinches and all sorts, blackbirds, obviously, and robins. And I have my binoculars too, and I can see my dotage stretching ahead. I don't think it's going to be too long before I have got a flask and a little stool and I am going to join the ranks of the twitchers. It's not going to be long, is it? Katie Brethwick here to play you music before that world captures me completely. Cécile Chaminade still to come. Something from César Franck as well. After this from Dvorak. Thank you.
Classic FM.
back to back. You heard Dvorak first, part of his Serenade for Strings in the hands of Imuzici de Montreal, Yuli Turovsky conducting. And just now from Cécile Chaminade, a composer who studied privately with teachers from the Conservatoire in Paris because they wouldn't let her in as a formal student because she was just a girl. Ironic, really, because that was commissioned by the Paris Conservatoire many years later. Her flute concertino, Sharon Bazzali, playing with the Hague Residencia Orchestra on Classic FM, conducted by Naima Yervi. Prelude to Act One of Verdi's La Traviata on Classic FM. André Rieu at the helm of the Johann Strauss Orchestra.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Voice of Andrea Bocelli on Classic FM. César Franck's Panis Angelicus, sung with the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Myung-Whun Chung. It followed the opening movements of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 in the hands of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Katie Brathwick, giving you up to my podcasting colleague Sam Pittis after the news, whom I beat fair and square in a game of name composers in alphabetical order on social media earlier this week. I didn't really, but don't tell him I told you that. I have one more piece to play you before I hand you over to him. A former choice for the Hall of Fame from me, John Williams, Schindler's List.
Thank you.
Itzhak Perlman playing the theme from Schindler's List on Classic FM. Sam Pittis is next. I'll see you next weekend.
Classic FM.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Demonstrators in Los Angeles angry about President Trump's immigration policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C., are continuing to clash with police despite the use of tear gas. They've been protesting as part of the new No Kings movement, which is against Donald Trump's style of governing. The UK's foreign secretary says he's called for a de-escalation of tensions in the Middle East during a call with his Israeli counterpart. David Lammy spoke with Gideon Saha after a series of retaliatory missile strikes between Iran and Israel, with more being reported tonight. Britain's former ambassador to Iran is Rob McCare.
Iran's options are pretty limited. They've always shown themselves able to be tactically nimble when they need to be. The big question out there is whether the leadership decide they're going to broaden this by attacking regional countries or US bases or even other Western bases in the region, or broaden it by attacking shipping.
Police in Minnesota investigating the fatal shooting of a Democrat politician and her husband have identified a suspect. 57-year-old Vance Bolt has been described as armed and dangerous and is wanted over the killings plus an attack on two other people. And the Prime Minister has indicated the UK will look to revive its stalled trade negotiations with Canada ahead of meeting his counterpart Mark Carney. The two are due to hold talks during the lead-up to the International G7 Summit in Alberta Province. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome, I'm Sam Pittis. At the end of last month, the music of Strauss Jr. was beamed into space, and right now, it beams back to us.